Activists from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the DFLP, rallied in front of the United Nations office in Gaza to show their solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails. At least 120 Palestinian inmates, including elected lawmakers, have been refusing food since April the 24th in protest of Israel's so-called administrative detention. Palestinians both in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank hold rallies in solidarity with the prisoners on an almost daily basis since the hunger strike began. Currently, over 5,000 Palestinian prisoners are in Israeli custody, including 200 who are held under the administrative detention. Administrative detainees can be held indefinitely by their Israeli captors without any charge or trial.
The administrative detainees have been on hunger strike for nearly 3 weeks now. Their detention condition is a grave violation of the international law and norms. The DFLP demands that the international community stop turning a blind eye to Israeli human rights violations.
Palestinian protesters also rallied in front of the Red Cross office, calling on the international agency to pressure Israel into stopping the administrative detention policy. Hillel Jaradat, a former inmate who was released in a prisoner swap deal with Israel in the October of 2011, called for more solidarity with Palestinian prisoners.
We have the two choices to free our prisoners from the Israeli jails by the forces to capture soldiers. And this is the way that Israel understand. Another thing, to solidarity for the prisoners to come here, for example, to the Red Cross and more activities in West Bank.
Statistics show that Israeli forces imprisoned at least 11,000 Palestinians over the course of the past 3 years. Protesters say they will continue to show solidarity with prisoners, especially those on hunger strike, until their demands are met. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.